Welcome back. It's ear training time. Yay! This week we're doing ear training. Imagine that. Check out the site for all the latest and the PDF lesson guides at eartrainer.blogspot.com. So last week we introduced the solfege syllables. But there's a few more pressing details that need to be addressed. Allow me to explain. As the astute may have noticed, I only provided syllables for each degree of the scale. So, in the key of A, you have syllables for A, B, C-sharp, D, E, F-sharp, and G-sharp. Well, what if you want to sing a D-sharp? Or an F or a B-flat, for that matter? I introduce to you the chromatic solfege syllables. In the key of A major, they are Do, Di, Re, Ri, Mi, Fa, Fi, Sol, Si, La, Li, Ti.
Do, Di, Re, Ri, Mi, Fa, Fi, Sol, Si, La, Li, Ti.
But wait, there's more. There's a second way of naming the chromatic scale with solfege syllables. The second set is a bit like the relationship between B-flat and A-sharp. In both cases, the two terms describe the same pitch. But the solfege syllables give you a little more information about the relationship of the notes you're singing to the key they're in. Here's the other set. Do, Ra, Re, Me, Mi, Fa, Se, Sol, Le, La, Te, Ti, Do.
Do, Ra, Re, Me, Mi, Fa, Se, Sol, Le, La, Te, Ti.
Have you figured out the solfege code yet? Here's how it works. Think of your starting note as being A. A flat is De. A is Do. A sharp is D. B flat is Ra. B is Re, B sharp is Ri, C flat is Ra, C is Re, C sharp is Ri, D flat is Me, D is Mi, D sharp is Ma, E flat is Fe, E is Fa, E sharp is Fi, F flat is Le, F is La, F sharp is Li, G flat is Te, G is Ti, and G-sharp is toe.
De, do, di, ra, re, ri, me, mi, ma, fe, fa, fi, se, so, si, le, la, li, te, ti, to.
This particular system of solfege is called the Sato method, and it's good because it has syllables for all flats and sharps, but still doesn't disagree with any other solfege system. So does this all make sense? Included in the lesson guide is a chart that will help this make more sense in visual terms. The only question that remains is when to use which syllable. That would depend on whether you're raising or lowering the note you are singing from its original key. Take the Lydian mode. It's easy to think of Lydian as being a major scale with a raised fourth note, even though that we know it's the mode based off of Fa. But you could sing Do, Re, Mi, Fi, So, La, Ti, Do, and hear a scale that sounds identical to one sung from Fa to Fa. In this case, it wouldn't really make sense to sing Do, Re, Mi, Sa, So, La, Ti, because then you would have a scale with 2 fifth degrees and no fourth. Sort of. It's just overly complicated for the sake of no gain. If you're singing Mixolydian, it could make sense to think of it as being a major scale with a lowered 7th degree. So you would sing it Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, Te, Do. Instead of the alternative, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, Li, Do. Which is kind of silly. This system is not without its idiosyncrasies, but when you get used to it, it is very useful. So now that you actually know all the notes to sing, you can sing most anything. Those Von Trapp kids were lying to you when they sang their devilish song. so don't believe a word they say. So let's put them to use by singing ascending and descending chromatic scales. I highly recommend practicing this in public as a tool to help you overcome stage fright. I'll tell you right now that this exercise is hard, and when you hear me sing these scales, know good and well that even the ear trainer has lots to learn. But you want to challenge yourself, which is why you listened to this podcast in the first place. So here goes. It's great practice. If your ears are locked into tune while singing chromatic scales, you've got a lot to be proud of. So, try doing this at home or in the practice room. Sing the chromatic scale as you play along on the piano, and then try it without the aid of the piano. As I say, it's extremely useful, but don't do it for too long or you'll actually get a headache. It's intervals time. Gee whiz golly. We're doing 16 today. I'll name the interval, play the starting note, and then you'll sing the correct pitch. And then you'll hear it played behind you on the piano, and then you'll grin with satisfaction. Here goes.
Minor second. Major third. Minor seventh. Perfect fourth. Tritone. Octave. Major third. Major seventh. Minor third. Major second. Perfect fifth. Perfect fifth. Major sixth. Perfect fifth. Perfect fourth. Minor sixth.
Let's hear some triads. Here's 12. They're all descending triads. Can solfège syllables help you identify triads?
Sure they can.
While it's true that you can build a major triad off of any note, it might help to think of these triads in terms of vanilla harmony. When you hear major triads, think do, mi, so. When you hear minor triads, you can think of the 2 chord, re, fa, la, or the 6 chord, la, do, mi. Diminished triads are a natural fit with the scale degree 7, ti, re, fa. Augmented chords don't occur in the major scale, but they do occur in this new type of scale that we'll be introducing this week, the harmonic minor scale. Harmonic minor is like the Aeolian mode in all aspects, except the 7th degree, so, is raised a half step to C. While we're at it, let's add another scale, the melodic minor scale, which is similar to the harmonic scale, but scale degree 6, fa, is also raised a half step to fi. Here's what they sound like. Now this definition of the melodic minor scale might be a point of contention for some people. There's really 2 types of melodic minor scale, a classically applied one and one that's used in jazz. The difference is that in the descending rendition of the classical melodic minor, Fi and Si are lowered back down to Fa and So, just like the descending Aeolian mode, where in jazz practice, those notes stay raised. Why is this distinction made? In some styles of classical music, the melodic minor scale is used when approaching the upper tonic in melodic lines to create more melodic tension, thus its name. However, that tension typically isn't needed in descending lines, and so, as a teaching aid, it can be helpful to think of the scale as having 2 parts. Typically, this treatment of the minor mode in some styles of classical music doesn't support harmony, which is to say, you find Fis and Cs being used as melody notes, not as the roots of chords. In jazz theory, however, each of the modes of the melodic minor scale are used, and each of them support chords of a great array of colors. And so, the scale is the same on the way up as it is on the way down. Now that you know the history of it, forget about it. It's really easy to come up with 100,000 exceptions to this rule, and the rule was only ever there in the first place to help you understand, so be nice to it. For the purposes of this podcast, you'll be identifying the jazz kind of melodic minor, because, in terms of testing, the other one might as well be called the dead giveaway minor, because it sounds different on the way down. If you're still sore about this naming convention, I can only recommend to you the Arguing Pointlessly podcast. Be on your way. So now, I'm going to be playing for you Aeolian, Dorian, Lydian, melodic minor, and harmonic minor scales, because they all sound similar except for Lydian, which should help you refresh your ears. Identify these 20. 1 and in the key of A minor. The starting note will be A above middle C, and it will be in 4/4 time. So draw out your measures. And with that, I'll leave you this week. Sorry for doing so much talking, and singing too. Ouch. That was a hard one on the ears, wasn't it? Oh well, as Dan Quayle once said, the future will be brighter tomorrow. Once again, my name is Liam Gallagher, and I have been the Ear Trainer. Yay!